Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for July 12th from 1 Chronicles 12 through 14. Let us bring the Ark of God back to us, for we did not inquire of it during the reign of Saul. 1 Chronicles 13:3. What a strange thing. The Israelites had a national treasure that they never used during Saul's reign. The last time the Ark was trotted out and sent ahead into battle, the Israelites treated it as if it was some sort of talisman of power. Bad move. The Philistines captured the Ark. The high priest's sons died in their foolishness in leading the Ark parade, and the Israelites were dismayed and discombobulated over the loss of their magic box. It may well have been that experience with the Ark that persuaded King Saul later to think that the Ark was too unreliable or dangerous to be employed in decision-making. Saul seemed to prefer to depend on himself. In the end, Saul, in his despair at being boxed in by his enemies, took to consulting with a medium rather than God himself. His end was sad beyond compare. David had no qualms about seeking the Lord through the ministry at the Ark, though. Perhaps he'd seen Saul's repeated failures and made the link between Saul's lack of faith and his numerous troubles. Saul's mistake was one that David vowed not to repeat, and the results of David's persistence about the Ark, even after the incident in which Uzzah died for helping the Ark, was amazing. When God, as represented in the Ark, was approached with reverence and belief, he answered directly, even miraculously, utterly destroying Israel's enemies and giving success to Israel's armies. Ezra chronicles this fact, in distinction from Samuel, which makes no mention of this omission, as he taught the survivors of the exile what it means to be a faithful people. Using the story of David's faithfulness and success, he is making the point that when people consult with God where he declared he would make himself known, the Ark, attended by the ministering priests, God is very pleased to answer. Success and peace begins with seeking God. Trouble and distress are the inevitable result of not seeking him. Let's not let our treasure of prayer before God at his open and inviting throne of grace be neglected. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.